Hello, Blind Cool Tech. My name is Ricky Inger, and I'm here with my 3-year-old son, Kyle, and we're in the mood to make brownies today. While I can't actually share the end result with you, I can at least share the process, and hopefully you'll be able to reproduce something similar in your own kitchen. So, we're going to start out by getting 4 eggs. You're gonna count them as I crack them, Kyle?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So.
Can I count?
Yes. It's gone now. I'm very coordinated, obviously. There's 1.
And 2. Come on, Eddie. There you go. 3, 4 now.
3 and 4 now. They tend to roll around, don't they? Oh, don't crack that yet.
Hmm.
Not time yet.
There's
3.
3.
And
4. Yay, 4.
Yay, 4 eggs.
4 eggs.
And now we're going to beat the eggs. I'm actually using a stand mixer. If you have a hand mixer, that's fine. This process is just going to take a little bit longer. So we're gonna beat these eggs in order to mix the whites and the yolks together, because they're sort of like oil and water. They don't typically mix well. And once they're mixed together in an emulsion, it's a little bit easier for them to get incorporated with the other ingredients that we're going to be using. So, let's take a look. Give them a couple more seconds just because. And there we go. Now, in a separate bowl, we're going to mix together our dry ingredients. We're going to start with one cup of white sugar.
I love that sugar.
It tastes yummy, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
And
brown sugar.
Yes. One cup of brown sugar. And remember that when you're measuring brown sugar, you always want to pack it, because brown sugar is actually very moist, and so unless you squeeze a little bit of that moisture out and pack it down, you're going to end up with far less brown sugar than you actually need. So,
and
a cup just happens to be the exact amount that I have left in my bag here, so I got lucky for something today. There we go.
There we go.
And Kyle, would you like to throw that bag in the trash?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good job. Next we have 1 1/4 cups of cocoa. And when I talk about cocoa, of course I'm talking about unsweetened baking cocoa, as opposed to like instant hot chocolate or any of that. And I'm going to sift my cocoa into this because it tends to be very lumpy in its natural state, and we want to avoid that. Don't want to get a giant bite of really bitter lump of cocoa. That's not quite as yummy that way. So I have a quarter cup. Now I'm going to measure an additional cup, if it will come out of the can, that is. It's all nice and clumped inside. In any case, we now have cocoa that we're going to sift. And I'm just sort of looking in the bottom of this after having done that, and I still have lots of little lumpy bits, so I just continue to do that till we get them all broken up and sifted. And at long last, we have our sifted cocoa. So yes, now we have a cup of white sugar, brown sugar, 1 1/4 cups of cocoa, and the last of our, or rather the next to last of our dry ingredients is a 1/2 cup of flour. Yes.
That's right,
Mama. That's right.
That's right.
Do you think I'm using a good recipe today? It is brownies, yes.
What comes out the brownies?
Well, we have to cook them, and then we have to eat them.
And then what?
I don't know.
And then we'll make something else, too. Let's go in ingredients. It's chocolate chip cookies.
And well, that sounds like fun. I don't think we're going to do that today, but definitely sounds like fun. So here we go, 1/2 cup of flour, and again I'm going to sift this just to avoid having any lumps that don't get mixed well with everything else. And there you have it. One more thing, that being 1/2 teaspoon of salt, and then we can actually begin mixing this all up. Yes, we will have butter. It's just not quite time for that yet.
Add the salt.
After salt, you think?
Uh-huh.
Okay. There we go. 1/2 teaspoon of salt. Now I'm just going to sort of move this all around with my hands.
Can I do it too?
Yes, you can.
Mow away.
Okay.
Then I can do it.
Okay, that'll be your job then. Make sure it's all mixed together. Just get your hands in there.
What did you do?
You just kind of get your hands in there and squeeze it all together.
And
meanwhile, my hands are all covered in cocoa and stuff, so I'm just going to give them a quick rinse so that we don't end up with cocoa on every available surface in the kitchen.
And then
oh. Okay, how do you think that looks? Do you think it's all mixed up? Okay, we'll keep going. Okay, it makes it lots of fun to be careful to have a little helper to do this. Because while he is still... Okay, give mom... Yes, give him... Okay, give mama just 1 second, and we will wash your hands. Keep mixing. Yeah, while he's doing that, I'm putting my little attachment on the mixer, which allows you to pour things slowly into the mixing bowl as the mixer is still going. It has a sort of spout type thing that, again, you can pour ingredients and add them slowly without having to stop the mixer, take off the attachment, pour in a little more, and then go on about your business. So, here we have that. And we are now ready to begin incorporating our dry ingredients into the eggs that we have. So, Kyle has done an excellent job of mixing together all these dry ingredients. We'll just bring them over here. And... begin the mixing process. I'm going to add this stuff fairly slowly, and the reason is that we want to make sure that each little bit of it gets incorporated. If you add things quickly, you can end up with lots of lumps where you might have a little bit of flour that doesn't get mixed well with the rest of it, or whatever. So I just have my mixer on and I'm slowly pouring this dry mixture in. And it takes a while, but it is certainly well worth it doing it this way. If you do have a hand mixer, you might find it a little more difficult to do this, but it's certainly not impossible. And we're just about done. We're now done mixing that stuff. So we're going to add 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract, and then we're going to melt 8 ounces of butter, which just happens to be 2 sticks. There's 1 teaspoon of vanilla, and there's 2 teaspoons of vanilla. So, yes. Now, before I melt my butter, I should mention that the oven, you want to set it to 300 degrees. That sounds fairly low for those of you who have made brownies before. You're probably thinking, shouldn't that be 350? But we are going to cook these at 300, and it's going to take a little bit longer, but we'll end up with a much chewier brownie, actually. So, our oven is preheating. Again, 2 sticks of butter here. Just into another little bowl that we have. And Kyle, no batter. Right. Kyle, come here.
Okay.
We're going to put these 2 sticks of butter into the microwave. And Kyle, I want you to push 4-0 start. Can you do it?
I couldn't.
Okay, let's make sure it's cleared. Yeah, 4-0 start. All right. And melting this butter is just going to make it a little bit easier for it to be incorporated with the rest of our batter. So that's why we're doing it. And that's probably done, even though it hasn't beeped yet. Yes, all melted. So, over to the mixing bowl. And I'm actually going to add this slowly as well. Just so that we don't have a big glob of fat on top of all the other stuff that we have. This will give it a chance to mix in well. Alright, all the butter's in. I'm just going to leave that alone for a minute. Increase our mixer speed for just a bit. Now we want to scrape down the sides of the bowl to make sure that we don't have any powdered stuff hanging around there that didn't get mixed well. And if I can find my special thingy, we will commence doing that. There it is. Out on the counter. I guess I outsmarted myself. I took it out, then forgot I had done so. So anyway, I'm just scraping down the sides of the bowl with the spoonula, which is a rubber spatula that sort of has a spoon-like shape, and it's very nice for both scraping down the sides of the bowl and getting batter out of the bowl when it's time to do that. So I think we have removed anything that was on the side there. I'm just going to do another quick mixing thing. And that ought to do it. So, I think I mentioned before that this is a fairly messy operation, at least for me. Have a bit of batter on my hand, I'll just take care of that. And then, we will prepare our pan to actually put the brownie batter in two. I'm going to use an 8-inch non-stick cake pan for this. And it is non-stick, and so you might think that it would be perfectly okay to not do anything to it. However,
now I can taste it. Now I can taste the batter.
Not yet. But yeah, brownie batter is very sticky, so I'm just going to grease this pan with some butter. I want to make sure to get in the corners and very evenly coat this because it's never fun when you have gone through a lot of stuff to prepare these lovely brownies. Then you try to get them out of the pan and the whole thing falls apart as you're trying to get them out. Very traumatic experience, actually. So this is very liberally greased, and I'm also going to sift just a bit of flour on top of that. You don't want to have a whole lot because you don't want your brownies to be coated with white powder, but we're going to do just enough to kind of ensure that these don't stick. If we can find the sifter, we're going to do that. Okay. So, just kind of evenly go over the pan. We've given it a very fine coating of flour. And we are at last ready to transfer the batter into the pan. Actually, I forgot one thing, and this is not a necessary step, but it's something that I think really makes brownies yummy, and that is adding some nuts.
Nuts.
I have here a small bag, I couldn't tell you how many ounces or any of that, of hazelnuts. You can use pecans, walnuts, whatever you like. I'm using hazelnuts today. This is approximately half a cup. Not yet. I'm opening this small package with wet hands is a bit of a challenge, so I'm going to take the easy way out and get a pair of scissors to do that. Maybe. At last, located the scissors. So we're opening a bag of nuts. In they go. And that was the beep telling us that our oven is now preheated. And we're just gonna mix these in and we'll be good to go. Yay! There we have a very yummy looking batter. Obviously it looks very yummy because Kyle is obsessed with tasting it. Now we can put the batter into the pan, Kyle, so that we can bake them. What should we do after we bake them? Should we eat them? It will be very great. I agree. So, let's take our mixing bowl off the stand mixer, bring it over to our pan, and commence. Transferring this. And it is very, very, very sticky.
Oh. Can I taste it?
As a good brownie batter should be. doing this transfer, be sure and use your spatula or spoonula or spoon, whatever you happen to have, and scrape around the bowl from the very bottom, around the sides. There's lots and lots of batter that tends to stick to the bowl unless you kind of coax it out of there. And just about gotten it all. There we go. Now I'm going to actually take my the flat edge of my spoonula and just sort of spread this out evenly. And again, I just have the edge of the thing here. I'm just sort of going back and forth and making sure to go all the way to each corner and get things as even as you can. This sort of spreads out during baking as well. So you don't need to be really, really paranoid about that, but just certainly make an effort to get things somewhat even. And that is done. And my hands are again covered with batter. So, soak her in. And these are ready to go in the oven. Yay! I'll just open that up. Slide them in. And I'm going to set my timer for 45 minutes. These may take as much as an hour to actually cook, but we're going to check them at 45 minutes and see how they're doing. Hate this timer. Okay, let's use this one instead. It's actually functional, which is a plus in my opinion. And again, that is 45 minutes, and we'll check at the end of that to see how they're doing. So now we wait. And 45 minutes have elapsed. So now it's time to check our brownies and hope that they are done. They really smell yummy.
Yep.
You think they're done?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, Mama's gonna check. And I'm just gonna check by. Uh-huh. Stay back, it's hot. I trust you, but I'm going to make absolutely sure. I'm going to use a bamboo skewer, actually. You can use a toothpick, if you like. Just something to press down in the middle.
Can I do a two?
Nope, it's too hot. And these are very, very close to being done. I'm going to give them about another 4 minutes.
No.
Because we don't want them to be doughy at all. We just had a slight bit of batter on the end of the bamboo skewer. So and at the end of that 4 minutes, they should be good to go.
Good to go.
And another 4 minutes have elapsed. Shut that up. And take the brownies out. And we'll just do our bamboo skewer test again, just to make sure. And that looks just about perfect. So now I'm going to put these on a put the pan upside down on a cooling rack for about 10 minutes or so, and hopefully at the end of that 10 minutes the brownies will come right out of the pan without any breakage or other unfortunate issues. Here they go. On to the cooling rack. And again, we will give them a few minutes to cool.
I'm a doggy.
You're a doggy? Well, we will see if they are all done. Okay. What I'm going to do is I have a rubber spatula. I'm going to run it under hot water. And waiting for the water to heat up. Okay. There. And I'm going to use this to, I'm just going to place it between the edge of my pan and my brownies and sort of run it around a little bit. And this is just going to help, hopefully, make it a bit easier to remove the brownie from the pan. I'm just sliding this all the way around the pan, again right between the edge of the pan and brownies.
It will go far away to his home. It will go far away to his home.
It will? Wow.
Brownie home.
Oh wow. What is a brownie home like? And there, I've done that. Now I'm going to flip this upside down and hope for the best. And yay! They came out right on to my cooling rack.
Ouch!
And yes.
Hot.
Yes, this is very, very hot. Okay. Now, though, I have the bottom of my brownies. Well, they're upside down. Let's put it that way. So, I'm going to put another pan over this pan with the cooling rack that I have here and just flip it like that. Now, I take off the pan with the cooling rack and now the brownies are right side up. And they're sitting here on this aluminum sheet pan, or baking sheet rather, which I don't care about scratching. So now I can use the metal implement of my choosing to cut them. I'm actually going to use a pizza cutter to do this. I'm going to make one cut straight through the middle. I'm going to rotate my pan and do that one more time. Just like that. And I think that's an 8 very large pieces. So yes, now that I have them in quarters, I'm going to look at the, say, left side of my pan and take the left half of the brownies and cut again at the halfway mark, like that. And do the same again for the right side. And there we have it. Lovely, lovely brownies.
I can have one.
And now you can have one.
Ow.
Let's see how they actually taste. Guess what? They are yummy. So, I'm going to sign off for the moment and go eat lots and lots of brownies. Hope you enjoyed this. And hope you make the attempt to produce these in your own kitchen. Happy eating. Bye-bye.